what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Hard Factor. It is Friday, July 1st, 2022.
Is that Happy Canada Day? Is that today Canada Day?
Is that Canada Day?
Canada Independence Day or something?
Is
yeah.
it? Canada Day. Happy Canada Day. I'm wearing a USA jersey because it's the start of Independence Weekend in America.
Right. That's right.
We're the USA, but we call ourselves America, which is two continents, because that's how we roll.
Double continents.
Sometimes we drop the news with us.
And it's just U.S. We got mad names for our country, sir.
America.
Yeah. It's America. A big week. It is Canada Day.
And we claim both continents as ours.
More importantly, 4th of July. Right.
Yeah. So, yep. Much more importantly, on today's episode of Hard Factor, more justice in the cup of coffee in the big time with Mark.
That's right. People are getting served.
I can never get enough justice.
That's the third day in a row.
Yeah.
It's just been.
And justice for all, as Metallica says.
Drinking cups of justice all week.
Remember that guy when we were growing up? We used to hang out at
one
buddy's house. And he had a neighbor whose last name was Justice.
Yes.
And he would have justice themed parties that were.
Turns out.
So he was in his 30s in a nice big house.
I think
next
he
to
met
our
his
buddy's
demise.
Parents' house. Yeah. And we were like in our late teens and, you know, drinking in the basement.
I think
he had
a Radio Shack crypto type ending. Justice.
For sure. Justice would have like golf carts picking people up in the court and bringing down like bimbos and bikinis. Like, and we were like always trying to peek over, but he had a privacy fence. We're like, damn, Justice's party. So can we get an invite?
Collins is back in the same house and I was just over there asking about Justice. And I'm pretty sure. I mean, it was hazy because we were in the hornet's
nest.
Dead. You know how that gets.
Dead.
And I'm pretty sure Justice, he had an unsavory end to the neighborhood, I believe.
He was long gone. He was one of these guys that would get like a golf cart concierge when he'd have a party.
So
you'd park your car like down the road.
Right.
As a valet.
He would pick up the guests at the top of the
and
hill.
We would just try to peek over the
he
fence.
He had security.
And, but, you know, we were just young, like smoking
a big
like
pool
triple
back
M's.
There. We were like, I bet they're doing a lot of cocaine and stuff.
Them in the backyard.
We were like making up how it was probably better than it even was. We're like, if we could just get over there one time, we'd always be invited.
That was some of the nerdiest shit we did was just hopping over the fence, trying to sneak a peek at his party.
We were like sophomores and juniors in high school. Just
it was a young thing. I've got in the TikTok International moment on deck today. We're going to Santiago, Chile.
Okay.
And
twice last year. Ever been to Santiago, Chile?
Yes, the Stadio Olimpico. And then we're gonna fly all the way around the globe and make it all the way to Australia at the end of that. And then Pat's gonna wrap it up with the high five.
Hell boom. Yeah.
High five, Pat?
Oh, lots of different stuff, man. I got some we're gonna make fun of some commenters that said nasty things about us.
Okay.
Nice. I got a new thing.
Sounds about on par for the course.
We're gonna click through their Facebook profiles.
Ooh,
nice.
A little deep dive.
Yeah, you're gonna like it.
Like
and
that.
They're
right.
gonna feel pretty bad about what they said about us.
I love that.
So one guy might be right.
We have the microphone, so you listen to every goddamn word we have to say, right? Like in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, until they type again on the keyboards and then
it's true.
It's just a stacked. It's stacked. Just a
never ending cycle.
One quick update before we get into the news because it's a packed show. Wes and his girl do not have COVID. So on to the trip they go successfully.
Negative.
Good for them. My wife's still bedridden.
Ooh, no.
3.5-4 days. It's not good over here. I have zero symptoms. I'm being chef all week, which is unusual for me. I'm cleaning and stuff. Like it's not good over here. She's really, you know, the what's it called? The support system in this house, and she can't get out of bed. So, you know, T's and P's over here.
Yes. Hopefully she's getting better though.
Let's do it though. Let's do it.
yeah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Right, first up, a fun fact. Costa Rica, which is one of the happiest countries on earth, you know, because of like, I don't know, views like this, you know?
Yeah. Pura Vida, right? That's
Tika time. Like they don't even like have watches over there. It's like they show up. The good life, Pura Vida. Yeah, mm-hmm. They like to have a good time. It's one of the happiest countries on earth, and that happiness translates to high life expectancy for Costa Ricans. People that live in Costa Rica live to an average age of 81, which is almost 2 full years more than United States people. Because you know, like, there's because it includes like you know people that die young. Like overall, 81 is the average life expectancy.
We're on the beach, you know. I mean, yeah. You're relaxing.
You want to spend as much time there as you can.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. So more on Costa Rica and an example of why the overall life expectancy is lower in the U.S. later in the coffee.
I mean, the whole show is going to have.
Yeah, we're pretty stupid over here. A lot of like TV shows about 101 ways to die that
somehow
are stupid.
Somehow America makes a ridiculous appearance in the TikTok international moment as well. So.
Yeah, we're stupid. Honorable mentions. Speaking of someone from the U.S. that defied all the odds and living past the average life expectancy, Ralph Sonny Barger. You guys know who he is?
He's a badass.
He is.
He's wearing a Hell's Angels pin.
He's the founder of the Hell's Angels.
What a stash, too.
He was found dead in his California home on Wednesday at the age of 83. Barger founded his self-described group of card-carrying felons in Oakland, California in 1957 and raised hell ever since.
Man, I wonder, did he have a sick pad? Did it say anything about that?
I mean, he's loaded.
He's the godfather of the Hell's Angels?
He's so much money and drug money and stuff through the Hell's Angels.
How many bikes did he have?
Oh, a million. Doesn't
matter.
Yeah. Women, bikes, he had it all. Yeah, he also spent eight years in prison for doing things like blowing up a rival gang's headquarters in the 80s, which was conspiracy to commit murder. And he sold heroin for like 3 decades. And
well,
he was a self-described cocaine addict and womanizer and, you know, a hellraiser, Hell's Angels, baby.
As you would expect from the leader of the Hell's Angels.
He was the real deal. Yeah.
In the Lower East Side of Manhattan, the reason I was asking, Hell's Angels still, maybe they sold it recently, but like, I forget what street it's on, Lower East Side. They hold a fucking building and they have the Hell's Angels flag out front. It's the safest street in all of New York, but the building must be worth like $10 million.
I don't know about the Hell's Angels in particular, but a lot of biker gangs do a lot of awesome things. Like
there's a shitload of biker gangs.
Protect kids that are like getting abused and shit like that, and like they like do a lot of cool
some
things.
Of them are good. Some of them are nefarious.
A lot of biker gangs are pretty cool. I think the Hell's Angels are mainly into making profit.
Meth,
right.
But,
mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of good biker
meth,
gangs
right.
too. Yeah. As Pat alluded to on yesterday's show, or maybe earlier in the week, I think it was yesterday's show. On Thursday, Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in and became the first ever black woman on the Supreme Court. She joins a very active court who has been handing out impactful rulings left and right recently, and in fact did 2 more on Thursday to end their session. I think they have a 3-month off period now until October. They start every October and they were on one.
They always do it in bunches like this. Yeah. I wasn't laughing at her. That's a great achievement by her. It was hilarious. You guys see Good Morning America? Good Morning America tweeted.
They missed woman in the tweet.
Congratulations to Ketanji Brown Jackson being the first African American to sit on the Supreme Court.
Typo. They deleted it. Typo. They need the edit
good
button.
Morning America, though. That's so fucking
in their mind.
It's hilarious.
You know that the person running that account is like, you know, 25 and just.
Oh, it's just hilarious.
They had
happened.
The text and they just missed the word. I don't
it's
think anyone
so
at Good Morning
funny
America
that happened
thinks,
in Good Morning America. It's a huge brand, you know?
Right.
And I mean,
they probably interviewed Clarence Thomas and other people. Yeah. I don't think they. Yeah. Anyways.
No, it was obviously a mistake, but just what a mistake.
It's funny.
It was an amazing mistake.
Well, if you missed one more word, it would have said first Supreme Court justice ever sworn in, right?
Right.
If you missed 2 words.
You'd have egg on your face.
Yeah. It's weird how they do 3-month breaks for me. It's like classic government for you. It feels like they're an elementary school schedule, like summer break for the Supreme
Court.
Well,
they just always do it like this. Like, they like to bang it out. They're like,
why don't they do it like, I don't know, like a 2-week break, like 4 times a year so that you don't go 3 months without having decisions.
Mark, you got to go. If you're Kavanaugh, what you got
to
do now is go slam beers in the basement.
He's going to Costa Rica.
Squee. Yeah. And then you can lift some weights.
Get on bench press.
Clear your head.
Kavanaugh's going to gain 30 pounds this offseason. for sure.
Off-season.
On Thursday, the Supreme Court dealt the Environmental Protection Agency a blow when they ruled with West Virginia and said the EPA can't make regulatory decisions regarding like coal-producing companies' amounts of carbon emissions and climate stuff. Basically, they said Congress has to make laws on climate stuff, not the EPA. So basically, they just clipped the EPA's nuts off because like that's what they – yeah. They just basically said –
my opinion.
Fuck you, EPA.
I am.
Some people think it's good. Some people think it's bad because Congress ain't going to pass shit. That's the problem. Maybe it should be Congress's responsibility, but what are they going to pass? They never pass anything. So nothing on climate's going to get done. The other big ruling was a 5-4 in favor of the Biden administration being able to end Trump's wait or remain in Mexico policy is what they called it. It basically forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico as their cases make their way through U.S. immigration courts. That was instituted in 2019. And then Biden administration struck it down in 2021. And then like Texas and some other state like sued and it went to the Supreme Court and they said, no, Biden can do this. They can, I guess, wait in the U.S. while they're going through asylum instead of Mexico or whatever. I don't really know the details behind it, but they ruled 5-4 for Biden on that one. So
So it'll just increase our already record-breaking migration record.
Potentially. I don't know. I like to try to stay out of that whole border thing, you know.
You live even though I'm pretty close
to
it. Austin,
even though I'm pretty close to it.
I can literally see it out my window right now.
To me, like the border.
Where are you?
Oh, wow.
I'm down here in Corpus Christi, Texas, right on the bay.
Oh, Corpus Christi. You can see the bay. You can't see the border.
Oh, hey.
Pat, Corpus Christi's like two, three hours from the border.
You know what I'm going to do on the way home?
Brownsville.
You know what I'm going to do on the way home, though?
What's that?
I'm going to head on down there to see SpaceX.
Oh,
Boca SpaceX. Chica. Now that is right on the border. That's
real cool.
Yeah. Okay. I will say like Congress taking big breaks, you know, they do that too. It's weird to me. They get 3 months off, but I'm glad they will be off well. Cause I'm sick of hearing about these nine old fucks. They need to chill out a little bit. They're acting like nine gods. If we were to update the world power rankings, I would put the Supreme Court in like the top three right now because they're, fucking with a lot of shit recently.
Checks and balances, you know? Yeah, I mean...
But they're like, who's balancing the Supreme Court right now? Absolutely no one.
Does anybody go through these last set of rulings and they're like, I agree with absolutely every single one of them? I mean, probably nobody, right?
But I'm just saying, like, they just, like, seem to be on a heater, and I guess it's because it was the last week. Like, I've never heard the Supreme Court so much in 1 week. It's ridiculous.
Well, they drop these... It's because of the Roe v. Wade overturn. That was a huge one.
And then the Native American thing after it's pretty big, too. Might want to reconsider the lifetime appointments is all I'm saying. Maybe
the
like
church
after,
and state thing
after 75, the church and state thing. Maybe
no,
after
I mean,
75,
it's checks
we
and balances.
Get
look, the EPA, was an agency that was out of control.
I understand, but we need to like maybe think about not lifetime appointments. In my opinion, they age limits. Some of these fucks are like just dying in the chair, like they're Joe Paterno on a football field. Like we don't need them for 48 years in the chair. Maybe we have some age limits, term limits for the court too, is what I think. But hey,
I would say term limits for Congress for me. More important than the court, but
I don't know what makes these court people so like godly and not they can get dementia and shit too when they're in their 80s. Like it's time to like maybe consider that. I don't know. Also, it seems like they heard every case possible recently, but one they refused to hear was California Trucking Association versus Bonta, a lawsuit. So I guess there's this AB5 law that will go into effect. I think it was like 2020 or 2021. It was like signed, and I guess it was going through the courts. And now the Supreme Court said, nah. So I guess AB5 will go into effect, which apparently means one business cannot hire another business if they are in the same line of work. And dumbing it down even further, like layman's terms, meaning you have to be an employee, not an independent contractor for like driving companies. I think that would put a lot of independent contract truck drivers and Uber and Lyft drivers out of work, I believe. Lombard Trucking can probably explain it better. Damn. Maybe he can send in like a Cliff Notes voicemail next week.
I didn't understand anything about it. I just saw that he said 70,000 jobs at risk is what he said.
I think the law was written for Uber and Lyft drivers to give them more rights as employees so they wouldn't get forced into overtime and they could take vacation, they could get health care. So it was like specifically, I believe, written for Uber and Lyft to not fuck those people over, those independent contractors, because Uber and Lyft was just making everyone an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. But I think they also overlooked or just didn't even consider trucking, which heavily relies on
classic
independent contractors.
California. I think
owner operators are independent contractors even. I'm not sure. But again, so like, yes, a lot of truck drivers are affected by this law that I don't even think
consider them. Oh, we
forgot
the farmers and the truckers, man.
Right, exactly. I don't know. There's a lot of buzz about it in the Hard Factor Discord. I wanted to touch on it. Do your own research in AB5. I'm hearing it might increase supply chain issues if the truckers are fired. So, you know, that makes sense. Hey, Kevin Durant is trying to fuck over his third franchise as he's now asking for the New Jersey Nets to trade him to a better team. Surprise, surprise. KD. Yeah.
Number one scorer of all time.
He started there on the Thunder. And then where did he go after the Thunder?
Then he went to the Warriors and won two championships and then just left because he, even though they all could have won like six in a row, he just left.
Well, they did. And they just didn't win. They won their six.
I mean, he could have stayed and won.
No. Once he left, they didn't win again until this year. They were the worst team in the league last season and it took him 4 years to get back in the playoffs. Like, because Clay got injured for 2 years. Like, yes, the Warriors won this year, but it took him like 3 or 4 years after KD. He fucked over Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah. He fucked over the Golden State Warriors, who could have won like six in a row. And now he fucked over the Nets, who he won zero playoff series with.
He wants out of Brooklyn.
He wants to go to either Phoenix or Miami, two teams that have made their conference finals in the past 2 years. Well, and if he
great
joins
guards,
them,
great
yeah,
guards
if he joins
too.
Them, they're gonna be favorites to win, obviously.
So many assists to him on both of those teams. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're going to be dishing him the ball. Oh, it's going to be
amazing.
You don't
see KD asking for a challenge ever. that whole Nets big three was a disaster, huh? If I were to tell you that Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden were going to be on the same team 3 years ago, you'd ask, what team? The Olympic team or the All-Star team?
Right.
Not like an NBA team, right? That's just absurd. And yet they accomplished absolutely nothing. Barely played together with injuries and Kyrie being an unreliable weirdo. And now a few years later might have none of the three on the team as Harden was traded to the Sixers last season or this season. And Kyrie wants out. Kevin Durant's demanding out. Tough for Nets fans because they're left with Ben Simmons. They're probably going to get a European player for Kevin Durant and a draft pick. Not exactly great.
Pretty incredible rise and fall for the Nets. But they picked three individual players who are
selfish.
Yeah, all kind of scorer guys, right? And it's like
selfish,
and they're all like individual players who are scorers
who have left teams recently. Like,
they can be a big piece to a team that's almost there, but they can't. The three of them put it together. It was always
we'll never know because they never fucking played together. They played like 20 games in 3 years together or something ridiculous.
Because they were kind of head cases and injury prone. Yeah.
Yeah. So. They probably hate each other.
And that's a good point. Right. Because Kyrie, because this is what happened, right? We talked about it a couple days ago. We were like, Kyrie's ruining it. He goes, no, I will come back. And then Durant asked for a trade. Yep. So it's like, they're playing this like fucking like tough, cloak and dagger shit.
Tough for New York basketball once again.
I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
That's my take. Similar take.
Well, Pat, which team do you support for the basketball, for the NBA?
I don't know, man.
Are you a local guy now?
Wizards?
I'm a Bullets guy.
Yeah, Bullets.
Bullets?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah.
Juwan Howard. You the man. Pau Gasol.
Juwan Howard. Michael Jordan.
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber.
You the man. That's the reason I'm a Bullets fan. You guys know I love a good cruise story. I did a double cruise this week and cover them as often as I possibly can. They're like my outer space for Will or crypto for Pat. And boy, do I have a good cruise story for you today. What happens on a cruise?
You get fat.
Yeah, okay.
You because get laid.
What? Yes, okay, yeah.
The
yeah.
buffet.
Food, booze.
The food,
gambling,
the booze.
Fucking. Let's stick with fucking, right? That's right. Fucking. People be fucking on a cruise. Strangers be fucking on a cruise. Diseases love cruise ships. Ask COVID, ask syphilis, and it's fucking and potentially diseases that sparked this cruise story. Just before 2 a.m. on a fifth floor dance floor, an all-out brawl broke out on the Carnival Magic cruise ship. You knew it was going to be Carnival. Yeah. You knew it was going to be Carnival.
Spirit of the Sea.
Yeah. Is there any, I mean, the other cruise ships, like we covered Norwegian, that ran into something, but the guests were all like pretty well behaved. It's always
it's
Carnival.
Never the guest on the other one. It's only
it's
guest on
always Carnival. Yeah.
It should be named Carnal Cruises.
They price themselves right into that. That's the problem. Yeah,
it's true. It's like $150 for a 7-day cruise. How does that work?
It's the tickets you get for like assault that add up on Carnival. The fight broke out amongst dozens of young cruise goers after allegations of a threesome and cheating hit the dance floor. Mm. So all of a sudden they were like, yo, you had a threesome, and like there were like a bunch of couples that like multiple couples were affected.
Like, it's Carnival.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is a weird family reunion, man.
It's bad. Beer bottles were breaking left and right. A woman got cut during the hour long 60 person fight that went from the fifth floor to the first floor. The Coast Guard had to be called in to help escort the ship to shore in Manhattan, where some interviews surely took place and probably a few arrests. I have a little bit of the brawl. Would you like to see it?
Yeah,
sure.
I love how it's a New York Carnival cruise. That's so hilarious.
It's terrible. This is clearly on the fifth floor dance floor, so we only get a little bit of the fifth floor. Here. Here comes the DJ. Oh, please stop it, y'all. Look at the security guard. Look how tiny he is. He's coming in. He's the smallest guy in the film.
Why are they all dressed in all white? Is that like cruise thing?
It's not like a party thing.
It's a security guard that doesn't have anything to do with it. Massive. It's like,
oh yeah. I mean, that was like, you know, 30 seconds of a 60-minute fight.
Right. And there's like 60 people involved. All the sides, you know?
Yeah. I think it started and stopped. And then it kept going down from floor to floor. And like, they just, the security, as you could see, the one guy was like 5'5", 140 pounds, the security guard. So like, they were just, security was really outmatched there.
Carnival hires smaller people because
they have to fit in those little rooms.
There's not a lot of room on a cruise ship.
Ship work. Yeah. It makes sense.
Part of it. So
yeah, for sure.
A lot of jockeys do that in the off season.
The DJ is my favorite. He's like, oh no, y'all, let's keep it moving. Use those feet to shuffle on out of here, y'all.
Yeah. Consummate entertainer, man. What a pro.
Yeah. He was staying in his booth. Couple quick ones before we get to
down with the dance floor.
He did. He's like the captain. He went down with the fight.
His training kicked in at that point.
He's the man.
His DJ.
Stop DJ.
DJ fight break. Well, you got to break it up.
He's got a job for life on Carnival.
That's something they teach you in DJ school.
Break it up.
Yeah, he's got a job for life.
Keep your cool. Try to get them to dance off the dance floor.
When his table collapses, he gets the wireless mic and keeps DJing it. Like,
yeah, exactly. We're going to get through this. We'll take requests after the fight stops. A couple quick ones before we get to the top story.
It's like Titanic today, right? The band.
Yeah, you had to play on it.
Yeah.
That's Carnival's version of the orchestra on the Titanic.
Yeah,
here's a Florida Man Friday for you. Award. Florida Man should be out on Patreon today at patreon.com/hardfactor. It's a good one. You hear about Will's tattoo update. You hear about a crazy new law in Florida. And two of the better criminal names you'll ever hear. But check out these snails or slugs.
Oh yeah, these are awesome.
They're enormous, and apparently in Florida and all over Florida, it's a giant invasive snail that is a threat to plants, homes, and people's health. It eats 500 types of plants, and it can eat the outside of your home, like the siding and stuff. Plastic.
What's it? It's like an African slug.
The
or
giant
something?
African land snail.
Oh,
and it
this thing
sucks.
Is disgusting.
It also can give you diseases, obviously, because you know. Slugs
it's huge.
And snails.
How does a snail get that big? I don't even know.
I think
understand.
It eats houses. It's from eating houses and stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like 8 inches.
You're not
going to
stay small.
Yeah, it's because it eats.
You're eating construction.
Right, exactly.
Also on Florida Man Friday.
Hard to digest.
Before I forget, there's a pastor who jacks off in public. So don't miss that.
At a place that's a public place that's commonly jacked off in Florida. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
That's
true.
Speaking of sucks, this is a funny one. A former employee of Facebook, like when it first started, he was the 30th employee, according to him, is saying that back in the day, 2004, I think
he must
said,
be paid.
Alpha Cash Daddy.
He lost $170 million because they got rid of his 0.01, 1/100th of one share.
Sure.
Facebook is worth $170 million.
Ooh.
He lost it. He's an entrepreneur now.
How did he lose it? Like
he
like
sold it or something. He gave it away.
Like in the Social Network, they diluted Eduardo's shares.
Yeah, like when he got fired, he was
got like sour grapes and like was like, fine, I'll give it to you, man. Whatever.
They probably
he was like, who's paying the server cost?
They probably offered him like $20,000 for his tiny shares, and he took it, type thing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. They were like, they overpriced him for the time.
They rate rocketed him,
which was like 2006 or something, like right after
$1 billion.
$1 billion is cool. Not $1 million. Great movie, David Fincher. Never misses.
Very good movie. So he said that back in the day, Mark Zuckerberg used to come into the office and swing around a samurai sword to intimidate people when they wrote bad code or weren't working hard enough. He allegedly threatened to cut employees with his giant sword and then would do like a quick exhibition of his swinging skills, like around the office, like
that
swinging
tracks.
A sword.
That totally tracks. That tracks.
I mean, I believe he had a sword, whether or not he was trying to intimidate or look cool.
That tracks with Zuck. Like he's just, he's like a nerdy, like, a nerdy, like ultra mean boss. That's just how I view
He's
it.
He's a dork.
Right? Yeah.
He thought he was being so cool.
Your nerdiest friend became the meanest boss in the world. That's Mark Zuckerberg.
Right? I don't think he was anyone's friend.
No, well, he would like, never.
Okay,
just
so
one,
a
one
kid
guy,
that was too, even too nerdy to even be friends with.
Yeah, just Eduardo.
He became everybody's boss, and he's a hardcore boss.
But how about Sean
giant
Parker?
Ass company with way too much power.
How about Sean Parker hitting two home runs, you know? Napster and Facebook. It just doesn't happen a lot. Yeah. Elon did it.
Another guy who did it, Peter Thiel, is this guy, same guy, alleges that like Peter Thiel would come into the office a lot and he played poker with him or whatever. Like, and if Peter Thiel lost in poker, he wouldn't pay up. He asked for his money back, even though he's like, you know, at the time, a multi-millionaire, now a billionaire. Hmm. Peter Thiel's a cheapskate, apparently.
Yeah.
But you can't say it because he'll sue you, you know.
Well, there's lots of bad rumors about all billionaires, yeah, basically.
Peter Thiel's a douchebag.
I mean, I just hope that Zuckerberg's wife is chilling about it. He built her that clock and everything. Like, he just needs to, from the samurai days, he needs to bring it down a notch.
For sure. But that takes us to
the cream of the crop.
And as I promised in the fun fact, more on Costa Rica and more on why their life expectancy might be higher than the U.S.
Okay.
U.S. Marshals announced that 34-year-old Caitlin Marie Armstrong, who allegedly shot and murdered 25-year-old world's best cyclist Mo Wilson in Texas, was arrested Wednesday at a hostel on Santa Teresa Beach in Provincia de Puntarenas, Costa Rica.
Nailed it. Yeah. She went South America, Central America, huh?
Yeah. Well, she was out of the country, I think. Like,
I didn't. I was going to say, like, she was the only fugitive out of the last five or so we've had since June that made it out of the country. And
pussy.
You may remember.
You eat crow and you go to Russia. You eat crow and you go to Russia.
I thought she was in New York, just 11 million people in New York.
I thought she did leave at first, but then when they had the low reward, then I was like, oh, maybe they know where she's at. But right. It just turns out that they just didn't give a fuck, and she was found in Costa Rica, right, basically?
She was.
The FBI.
You may remember, if you've been listening to the show, that Armstrong was a so-so cyclist in her mid-30s, dating a very good male cyclist who had an affair with a younger, way better athlete, best cyclist, female cyclist in the world, Mo Wilson. That dude promised Armstrong it was all over, the affair and the relationship carried on, and they even were living together, I believe, in Austin. But of course the dude was a hound dog.
Couldn't get enough of that world number one.
No. Yeah. And he was still seeing Mo Wilson. And when she came to Austin for a cycling event, Mo, that dude went to hang out with her all day. He went to like a local swimming hole that's real famous in Austin, probably to her hole. And he told Armstrong he was visiting his brother or doing laundry the whole time. He was like hooking up with this chick. Yeah. And she followed him and figured it out. So she knew he was lying.
Doing laundry, babe, all weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
All weekend.
All weekend. And I'm going to smell like sex for some reason.
it's a new detergent.
Yeah. She later drove to the apartment Mo Wilson was staying at and killed her instead of her boyfriend. She just shot her, allegedly killed her. And then
a psycho.
And then fled back in May. The last that we knew her whereabouts.
I mean, it's a sad story all around. I mean, the world number one got mixed up with a bad couple. I mean,
and homeboy's got to sit a few plays out because
homeboy's a big time cheater and his girlfriend is a murderer.
Homeboy should be run out of Austin if you ask me. Homeboy needs to leave town.
Homeboy bought his psycho girlfriend a gun for Christmas.
He did.
Ooh, so he's like kind of an accomplice.
Yeah, I'm not even ruling out that he might have organized this in his mind.
She got mixed up with the worst couple of all time.
I don't like this guy. Yeah.
What do you get a crazy girlfriend that has everything?
A gun.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now I get it. Yeah,
this guy's
phrase it that way, Pat.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he was jealous of Mo, too. The last we knew of her whereabouts was May 13th when she flew from Austin to Houston and then Houston to New York. And while we gave her no credit, or I should say I gave her no credit for leaving the country and gave all the other fugitive credit who didn't, like Brian Laundrie and that psycho from Texas that killed a whole family because they were close to the border and then also probably because they're men. He probably gave them credit because they're men and then I did discredit the female. Guess what? She got out of the fucking country. I thought she was near. She got out of the country. We now know the crafty minx made it to Costa Rica on May 18th on a fraudulent passport, and she was sipping pina coladas on the beach for the last 6 weeks.
Oh, she could have been in Russia and sipping Smirnoff and waters for the next 60 years.
She could have been in Taiwan food court at one of their 14
Russia countries. Does have an extradition policy for some reason with U.S. Yes,
Taiwan
Ukraine doesn't,
does not.
Surprisingly. I know the list. Her mistake was going to Costa Rica instead of somewhere else because, Pat, Costa Rica hasn't had a no extradition clause to the U.S. since like the 70s, and her ass is getting shipped back to the U.S. right now to likely face murder charges. She should have gone to Africa, where basically every African country besides South Africa has a no U.S. extradition clause, ironically Ukraine. She could have just pretended to be there to help and just stayed there forever under a false name.
That's a war zone, though.
I know, but not on like the far west side. She could have been like, I'm just here to like, you know, in case they come to the west, I'm gonna be helping out. And they're getting all this war money. When the war's over, they're gonna be rebuilt, and she could have lived.
I've studied
the
non-extradition list extensively, and it's Taiwan. They have 14 Costcos on one
for
island.
For me, it's Vietnam, but Taiwan's about to get cucked by China. It would be great for short
then
term.
Then you're in the front lines against China. You're the spot to be.
Do you think she's an honorable person? You think she's gonna bail? Vietnam to me is the number one with a bullet on no extradition. I would go to Vietnam. Cool. Yeah.
We love you long time.
It's so cheap and affordable. There's beaches. I read the pros and cons about Vietnam. I don't see a lot of cons. I would have been in Vietnam forever.
Asia. I'm with you on Asia.
No, they wouldn't have.
I'm with you on Asia.
But yeah, let's end today's cup of coffee in the big time with some internet comments from Yahoo users. Yahoo got rid of internet comments well over a year ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, because they gave TMZ a run for their money and disparity. But thankfully for this show, it looks like they're back, like today. Like Yahoo decided to bring comments back, and awesome. It's awesome for our show.
Oh, it's like YouTube. It's going to be amazing. Racist stuff getting posted.
It's all racist, sexist, disgusting.
Is it just like 90% racist posts?
Yes, it's at least.
And then there's like a couple funny ones, but...
Yes.
It's a straight aggregator. There's no one at the helm of the ship at YouTube. Yahoo. There's literally no parental supervision.
No,
a robot,
everything...
Yeah.
Right, everything went through or it's nothing went through.
It's the first AI company. Yeah.
So here's a couple comments. Remember that U.S. Marshals tracked her down. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I didn't take any of the racist ones. Here it goes. Great job, Wesley Snipes and Tommy Lee Jones. They're referring to U.S. Marshals, the movie starring Tommy Lee Jones and Wesley Snipes, to which I would say, hey, idiot, maybe check out The Fugitive, which is the same group of U.S. Yeah, the first one, which is 1,000 times better.
Right.
One of the best movies ever made.
A little better.
Maybe check out The Fugitive.
Just a little.
I want a man on every hen house, whore house, outhouse, and
Tommy Lee Jones is the same. He's got the same group of U.S. Marshals in The Fugitive as he does in U.S. Marshals. Much better movie.
Tommy Lee Jones is so great. He's the man.
Next one. The dude says, I was just surfing down in Santa Teresa, and I hooked up with a chick staying at a hostel. Thankfully, it wasn't her. So very cool, the dude. The dude's letting us know he's banging chicks in Costa Rica.
I was just right near her, banging chicks.
He got a bunch of thumbs downs because they're like, who cares, the dude?
The dude.
I like the dude. I like his style.
And lastly, my favorite is, I hope she likes carpet because she's going to be
in
jail.
Good point, Jerry. Jerry's picture is just a mushroom.
Yeah.
That's a terrible comment.
Hope she likes carpet. Don't mind me, I'm on shrooms. And that's today's cup of coffee. Yeah, that's today's cup of coffee, which is brought to you by Black Buffalo. The Hard Factor boys love to dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. It really is a nice, enjoyable ritual. But for the longest time, there weren't a whole lot of options for that. Right. There's now an awesome alternative, though, thanks to our badass sponsor, Black Buffalo. If you're 21 or over and you dip or chew tobacco, pouches or long cut, you have to try this tobacco alternative, Black Buffalo. Black Buffalo is everything you love about dipping, including pharmaceutical grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. It's dip literally made from edible green leaves and food grade ingredients with the same flavors, textures, aroma, pack, and nicotine as traditional tobacco products. No compromise required. They got all the flavors, baby. They got wintergreen, mint, straight, peach, and even blood orange. Black Buffalo sells their products at blackbuffalo.com. It's available in both long cut and pouches. Plus, if you're looking to ditch nicotine and tobacco completely, tap into their nicotine-free options called Zero. Get the subscription option they have. You can set it and forget it. Get delivered to your door. Happy 4th of July weekend, everyone, in advance. Yeah. And guess what? Black Buffalo is born in the Midwest, raised in the South, and proudly manufactures their products here in the U.S.
USA. Of A only.
Black Buffalo.
I'm going to be enjoying some USA pouches this weekend, that's for sure.
You're damn right. It's 2022.
Called Freedom Pouches this weekend.
Dipping traditional tobacco or those white portion things? If so, when you're 21, it's time to get with Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dipping just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. Head to blackbuffalo.com and use promo code HARDFACTOR, one word, at checkout for 25% off your first order. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code HARDFACTOR for 25% off your first order. One last time, promo code HARDFACTOR, 25% off your order. Warning, this product contains nicotine is a chemical.
It is. But
all right, fellas.
Black Buffalo is great. I don't know if you guys heard while Margaret was just talking, there's this techno beat that goes off in my house now because there's a
I didn't hear it.
Robotic
techno beat,
entire home.
That's a toy.
Scarlett's favorite new toy. Yeah, and so it's got like that, and it goes back and forth, and it's got sensors on the side. So it just,
do you think
like,
some of these toy makers do it to fuck with parents, like just make them as loud? Yeah, I think so. I think some of the toy makers are sadistic.
They are. Yeah. They are. This crab is it's a whole new level of toy, of annoying toy.
It doesn't need the strobe light, you know.
No, it does. It blinks too. It's got these eyes. Oh man, you guys see. All right. Pack your bags.
Hey, why you fuckers put the air horn on this thing?
Yeah. I'm surprised it doesn't. Pack your bags.
It's time for the TikTok International Moment.
Okay, as we said at the start of the show, we're starting off in Santiago, Chile, twice last year, actually, and then taking the long flight around the globe so we can take a peek at Canada and Spain on our way to Australia. So, big trip, literally spanning the whole globe, leaving out the Pacific Ocean for now. Okay, first up, Santiago, Chile, where one lucky man has disappeared, fellas, completely, after his company accidentally paid him 288 times his regular monthly salary.
Oh, just once.
Just once, but 288 times.
No, I'm saying for me, just once.
Oh, right. Because how many years is that? I didn't do the math, but it's pretty good. Divided by 12.
5.5 years, right?
Like 5.5 years of pay, boom, one time. So the company, which is CIAL Cold Cuts, which is Chile's biggest cold cut provider, was supposed to pay the employee a total sum of 43,000 crores or Rs. I don't know. I think this was in an Indian article. Or 500,000 pesos. That was his monthly salary.
If it's monthly, then that's like 288 divided by 12. That's like 20 years.
Yeah, divided by 12, right.
Yeah.
It's monthly.
Get the fuck out of there, bro.
That's so much money.
Yeah.
That's all he would make in his career.
That's why he can go back for reasons just like this.
This guy, you know, people should take notes for real. So they paid him the 500. They were supposed to pay him 500,000 pesos for his monthly salary. They ended up paying him 165,398,851 pesos.
Goodbye.
Yeah. So when management discovered the error, they called the employee at his home, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I'll go to the bank and wire it right back to you. I'll do it right now." And he verbally agreed to it.
But he's on his way to Costa Rica.
Yeah, exactly. He's heading to
Costa Rica. Wherever doesn't have extradition with Chile. Yeah. So he was cashing out, packing his bags, and probably because they told him about it. He might not have known. They tipped him off. He may not have checked his monthly shit. Like he may not have been. But once he knew. Okay. Now, so they kept calling him because obviously it's huge. I mean, they're trying to follow. They're shitting their pants, the company.
You got to send someone to his house when you figure this out.
You have to. Security, but
yeah.
They didn't. They just kept calling him. He kept returning the calls.
What was his monthly? One more. What was his monthly?
500,000 Chilean pesos.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. You keep going. I'll do that.
Oh, nice. I didn't.
Also, consider the fact that cost of living is a little bit lower there, but. Yeah,
for sure. But still, when you get 20 years worth of pay,
it's 20 years
time,
of his salary that he was okay with having a salary of. So
right. And so, Pat, the final amount was 165 or just do 100. Yeah. 165,500,000 pesos, yeah. which is a lot. So, right. So he kept telling, they kept calling him. He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to the bank. I'm going to the bank. I'm going to return it right now." But then, he surprise showed up and resigned on June 2nd, or didn't show up, I guess, just sent in his resignation.
Yeah, send that in.
Via mail, and they got it June 2nd.
It's a postcard from somewhere awesome.
Right. I hope it did. I don't understand why they didn't send security, like Mark said, but then once they got it, then they tried to like get him for real, I guess. They probably sent people at that point his resignation, and obviously he had fled Chile already. He's out of the country. And so like, that's how you finesse
good for him.
A good treasure find, and treasure right. hunters should take note of that guy.
Yeah.
Because like, that's how you do it.
You have to tell them you're going to do something. I needed a couple days.
Just give me time.
I'm sending
give me time.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Of course. Well, mistakes happen. I'll send it back. Just give me till tomorrow afternoon. Gone.
All right. So here's the hard numbers, boys. Okay. Mm-hmm. This gentleman makes $545 a month. Right.
Okay.
Okay. He makes $6,540 a year.
So times 20.
They paid him $156,960.
Yeah. So $160,000 USD. He got $160,000.
Yeah. You
got to
get out of town. Yeah. You got to get it. Yeah. When you get paid $6,500 a year. Yeah. And you get. Yeah. Yeah, you got to get
that's,
out of town.
That's life changing for this, sure.
But then he gets to a different country and he's like, fuck.
Well, he's got to stay. He can't go to like the U.S. He can go to the U.S. He can go to other countries.
He could, though. He could probably. But anyway.
He could last a couple of years in the U.S. for sure. But
yeah, but that we'll get to some more border crossing in a minute, actually, unfortunately. But anyways, treasure hunters should take note of that. Now let's take the long way around to Australia with some in-flight entertainment in between. Some international trends that you should know about. First, let's take it to Twitter, taking it to the internet. Learn about a recent Canadian radio station that did a protest. Look at this. Tracy Lindemann tweets, a soft rock radio station in Vancouver has been playing Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine for hours on a loop. Whenever someone calls in for a request,
there's a lot of curses in that song.
I know, right?
Is that fuck you? I want to, you tell me?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Whenever someone calls in for a request, they deny it and replay the Rage song again. And then it's a thread. Tracy follows up. She says they play it a few times between requests. There are no pauses between when they play, when one play ends and the next one begins. So it just sounds like one long, long song.
I would have stuck with them.
Oh, I would have listened to this for all day. Since finding out about this, I've listened to Killing in the Name of no fewer than 8 times on Kiss 104.9's website. And then she says, the last person to make a request requested Killing in the Name of. The host replied, stick around. I don't know when we'll be able to play it, but we will play it. Then immediately launched into Killing in the Name of.
That's amazing.
So what was going on there? Do we know what the situation was?
So what the situation was, Pat, was that the morning show had just announced that they had been fired, completely surprised fired.
It was an Airhead scenario. The movie Airheads. Yeah. They're switching from hard rock to soft rock.
It was a protest, right? It was a protest, but fucking unfortunately, it turns out it was a staged rebrand to Sonic Radio. So they pulled the Airheads, but it was they did it on purpose. So this Tracy Lindemann person is probably in on it. This verified.
So they got press, and now they're going to play alternative rock.
Yes. So
that's awesome.
It was a great stunt, and it worked perfectly.
That's like, awesome.
You got to take your hat off.
You do. For a whole day, it worked, and everybody thought it was a protest. And it's a badass way to do it, like killing.
That's awesome.
It reminds me of there's a great author, Ryan Holiday. He actually lives in Austin, but he writes about like manipulating media. But he wrote about what Tucker Max did with I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Tucker Max was like one of the original outrage machismo.
Right.
He went and he vandalized his own billboards and wrote. Like pig on them, and then people were like, "Oh, he must be a piece of shit."
Rage Against the Machine, that CD that had Killing in the Name of, and all those songs on Bomb Track, Know Your Enemy. We used to listen to that song in my '89 Accord, all of you guys and me, and we drive around. And that was when I had worked at Best Buy and had the free 50% off speaker that was really good. But by that point, it had got stuck on 100, so it would only go to 100, and we'd be listening to Rage Against the Machine at 100.
That's the song you want to listen to, though. I mean, when you have that.
Well,
problem.
In Florida, I would have got the highest ticket ever, 25 feet.
Yeah, you see Joe Rogan says that DeSantis is a freedom protector for the day after we talk about
the... Yeah, but you just can't listen to music.
Yeah, the day after we talk about the loud music bill.
You can't dance. You can't listen to music, but...
I don't know about that take.
Rogan needs to chill.
Very surprised that everyone jumped out on DeSantis already.
Yeah, well, it's pretty early. It's pretty early.
Listen to Florida
Man
Friday. DeSantis is a nerd.
Oh, right. The no noise bill is crazy.
That's a nerd bill. That's the nerd bill.
Yeah. Definitely a nerd bill. All right. Now let's move it on to some serious news for the next bit, just a little bit. The Spanish and Moroccan border. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about this. If you thought the U.S. southern border was violent, I've got one for you to check out. And it's actually where they're hosting the G7 right now. It's not Spain, like proper Spain, but it's the Spanish territory of Melilla on the North African coast, where a quote-unquote stampede is what they're describing it as.
Oh, that looks bad.
Yeah, oh, real bad. On the Spanish border from Morocco, ended in a reported 18 to 27 migrants being killed as they tried to scale the 20-foot fence.
Yeah, I bet some of them just fell to their death.
Yeah, but also, I think, beaten purposely. Yeah. And an additional 49 Spanish personnel were hurt, while 140 Moroccan security personnel were hurt, and 76 total migrants ended up dead, according to Morocco's interior.
Someone got a gun out if that happened, right?
No, yeah, it's like scene. They're probably whacking them with the batons, and then they're falling 20 feet.
Yeah, 20-foot fence.
Look how high that fence is.
And it's all barbed wire, too, and like...
People are falling to their death
because they're insane.
Getting pushed off by the cops. Like,
apparently pretty common where migrants will, like, try and rush this border, right, like, these types of borders, like, once in a while, like, all together, knowing that some of them will die. In this case, like, a shitload died, which is
right.
Insane.
It's like what they did. It's like
it's a Red Rover situation.
Exactly, Red Rover, yeah, like, old wars where they would climb the castle walls and the first people would get killed, and then, yeah.
You got to get...
Yeah, but then that's what it pays to be a fat kid.
Because you can't climb. Yeah,
because you're right, last in. Yeah,
but you're just gonna
slow
you're also
down
not gonna get across.
They just open
slow
the door for you at
yeah.
the end. Yeah.
They just feel bad, right? Yeah. They're like, oh, you got here. You walked all the way here. We'll let you into Spain. I mean, but if you but speaking of the castle,
let those brave fast kids take the front.
Look at the castle.
Get them getting first.
You're Spain, and this is your castle. You gotta up the walls a little bit. I think that 20 foot fence.
Well, yeah, I mean this is where Africa meets Europe. That's what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's,
exactly.
Yeah.
So people rush it to just try to get European passports. Basically,
that's
it's like,
sad. There's,
you gotta
that's
fucking.
A, that's an ugly scene.
You gotta shore that shit up. Yeah. That's. I was like, wow. I didn't know that shit happened like on that border. So, also in Spain to Madrid for updates from the NATO summit. This is where America makes a presence. Here's what Joe Biden had to say about gas prices, inflation of gas.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
As long as it takes, so Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I buy it.
So it's all on Putin.
Buy it.
Inflation will last. It's up to Putin, I guess. So
Vlad came out yesterday and
he
was
dead
like,
yet, Putin?
No, well, no, not yet. But Vlad came out yesterday and said, you know, Putin wants to invade Europe. Make no mistake. Now, obviously, his country's under attack, so you got to take that with whatever it is, whatever grain of salt it is. But
you're saying Zelensky said that?
Yeah, Zelensky. Yeah, not when I say Vlad, I mean.
Okay.
I mean
well, of course he did. He wants.
I thought you were talking about Putin in the third person. Like Putin's
no,
going to get. Putin's going to get that Europe.
What Putin wants to do here, see?
It's all a fucking mess. It's all very fraught war.
Gross.
But not great that a war that started in 2014 is what we're relying on to end. And that's
okay,
when
time out. The war, what he's referring to is the war that started like 4 or 5 months ago. But I do
but
agree
it's an
with
extension
you
of the war that began in 2014.
Sure, but that does. He doesn't care about. No one cares about the two little cities that bicker. This is like the invasion.
Well, those
hundreds,
are the cities that they're fighting in now.
Thousands
still.
Of people. Yeah, but
Luhansk and Donetsk.
Thousands, dude. Don't bring up 2014. We're talking about this. That if they got back to 2014
start
levels,
when it started,
if they got back to 2014 levels with no violence, then Biden wouldn't be talking about the gas prices. But what he did there was give a no answer and say that he has absolutely no clue when inflation is going to end, and said it could be like you know forever. Yeah.
America's presence abroad. Again, here's Justin Trudeau, the other American in the G7. Here's what he did in Madrid.
It's a real pleasure to be
shaking hands
with a great progressive leader. We're really, really excited to have a friend in Australia. Australia's been a long-time friend, with Prime Minister Albanese, we have someone now who we're going to be able
Prime
to
Minister
dig into on
did he get the
climate
country?
Change,
yeah, okay.
on inclusive
well, the flag,
economic
right?
growth,
okay,
on reconciliation, so. On the range
so
of
Justin
issues.
Trudeau did
that
not
like
know
Zuckerberg
the name.
On a first date.
Justin about. Trudeau did not know the name of new Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, which if he listened to Hard Factor, he'd remember that because that's Albanese to remember.
Albanese for sure.
So North America really doing well over there, forgetting names, telling everybody inflation is up to Vlad Putin. But you know, speaking of Albanese and the Australians, we've landed, gents, down under on the entire Australian continent. And fellas, Australia is literally just falling apart in front of our eyes. On top of Trudeau not remembering their prime minister's name, turns out a famous horse breeding heiress named Savannah Daisley. Here she is. Whoa. See her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Describe Ooh. To the listeners.
Savannah is a nice looking gal with some plastic surgeries and good hair.
I would like her to eat a few more cheeseburgers, but
She's thin. Well, because she's a diet. Actually, Mark, I'll just show you right now. She's a diet coach.
She's got a little bit of bulimia.
That's
she's
a better a diet pick coach. Of her.
She writes diet books.
That's a better pick, yeah.
For cleansing people. Well, but that's what she her really looks like.
Her
legs
are like, look at her thighs. They're
that
like
photo the on the right is my wrist. Is a photo that, like, I can date that photo. That's a 2007 photo. I mean, that's just it. So I don't know if they're still using it. I've never seen this woman before.
Pat, the reason you can date that photo is because she has an eating disorder and has huge self esteem issues.
Big fake.
And that's what was in 2007.
So she's a horse breeding heiress, as I mentioned at the top. So she's very, very rich. She's been charged with drunkenly having sex with a 14-year-old boy four times on the same day. Whoa. She was horny and also a rapist on May 20th, 2021, allegedly. She's going to plead not guilty.
She's like, I only did it twice.
Daisley.
Horseshit.
Yeah. She better have a good defense. You'll hear why.
She's like, well, who came? What are we talking about? He came four times, right? Like, what constitutes four times here,
who's
fellas?
Who's saying four?
Yeah.
Who's saying four? She was blacked out. So he's saying
it's definitely
four.
Rape. My bad. It's bad.
She was blacked out, so he said for Daisley recently posted. Sorry. This was apparently she was blacked out. Like I'm saying, Daisley recently posted on her now deleted Instagram that she is recently, as of now, 223 days sober. So was very drunk at the right before getting sober when the alleged events occurred, and that she's just walked away now from her partner of 8 years.
Was she a teacher? How did she
write as the? No, she was just a rich book writer.
Where did she meet the 14-year-old?
I think it was. I think it was like just. I don't know, Mark. There wasn't a ton of details about what happened.
Okay,
she's now in jail awaiting trial.
Yeah,
and the judge has opted to remand her since she's apparently got compelling audio evidence against her that she is at least guilty of drunkenly forcing a makeout on this kid. And potentially she audio admitted to the entire enchilada.
Nothing wrong with a makeout teaching the kid a little lesson.
No. But 14-year-old and a 28-year-old. Okay. No,
you see?
Bad.
Okay. You see okay.
It's
that's bad.
It's pretty crikey, mate.
No, Pat, 14's so young. Like I get even the joke about like a high school kid banging a hot teacher. Like for a guy, it's awesome. For a girl, it's certainly rape. And like the that's a double standard.
It's gonna fuck this kid's life up.
A senior in high school, maybe a freshman in college guy banging a 25-year-old hot teacher, not so bad. A 28 and 14-year-old type thing. That's so fucking young. That's like eighth grade.
The fact she was blackout drunk.
That changes your life in a bad way forever. Yeah.
Yeah, the fact she was blackout drunk makes it like, I feel like way
that kid's
four
worse.
Times
the kid's,
fucked.
The kid's gonna have a horrible life.
Crikey, mate. No more diet books for Savannah, eh?
Yeah.
So sorry, Savannah. Well, we'll see. I mean, allegedly, she says she's gonna plead not guilty, but she's deleted everything off the internet. So, you know, seems guilty and innocent at the same time. And finally, for Australia, the worst thing of all, for sure, Volt Bank, a digital Australian bank, has surprise folded, leaving 140 employees jobless and 6,000 customers needing to move their money before it's liquidated on the 5th of July.
Volt Bank,
online only. They tell you 6 days before your money is deleted forever if you don't move it out of their bank. They have over $100 million.
Unlike my savings, which is locked up in Celsius.
That's true.
Well,
crypto,
now.
Right?
Yeah, but not everyone's going to get all their money back.
Online banking is getting fucked right now, crypto and this online banking. So
what is Bitcoin at, like 18 now?
Oh no, no, no.
Oh, it's at 20. It's north of 20.
I
baby.
Think it got back up above 19. Yeah. So Bitcoin's struggling. Online banking is struggling. This is the second Australian online bank to fold in the last 2 years, guys. As we're talking about, as global economies continue to underperform, the pressure may only get worse on everybody. So that's why we are all really hoping for good news on July 28th. Because after we found out this week that China didn't bounce back from a rough quarter one on their GDP, it's all riding on the U.S. now for the top two economies. If we want to try to help avoid that global R word, we want to have a good quarter. July 28th is when the quarters for U.S. GDP quarter two results come out. And since all that news sucks ass for sure, especially the crypto and the savings shit, here's a crab with a knife in Okinawa, Japan.
Something out there. Hey, bro.
Run.
Hey, bro. I need that knife.
There's a guy camping.
It's a significant knife.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like an Outback steak knife.
Yeah. I cut you. So, I cut you so bad. You don't know how bad I cut you.
This is a viral TikTok. I thought that was more fun than R word.
That's a good.
Yeah, it was good.
Another crab thing I saw is there's a new species of hairy crabs. They're like 100% hairy. They look like a tarantula, but they're
like a hermit style hermit.
Yes, it's exactly like a hermit crab, but hairier.
Those things, those coconut crabs are kind of like, that's what this Okinawa guy is camping. A coconut crab stole, also called a robber crab, steals your shit, stole his knife. They're also kind of like hermitish looking, but they're huge. It is.
The hairy crabs steal other animals' hair to use as a shell. It's like a defense mechanism, but they're covered in hair.
They're gross. That's gross.
Yeah.
Crabs are gross animals.
It's so gross.
All right, let's go to Hive 5, guys. Here's what's going on in the world of the Hard Factor Hive. First up, Fatathon ends next week. Uh-oh, where are you guys at? There's 34 participants roughly in the Fatathon.
Mark's doing good. I was doing good until I've stress eaten a lot this last week. I'll be honest.
That's okay, Will. That's okay. As of right now, guys, the Heart of Hive has lost 281.8 pounds, which is an entire fat person.
That's right.
And here are the top five.
It's one host.
Going into last week.
Unless
John
you're Will,
F, guys.
No. Well, on average, because Will, Will's a little heavier, pass a little lighter. It's like the exact average of one host starting in the Fatathon.
There you go. Top five right now. John F, first place currently. He's down 22.7 pounds. Greg Riley, 25.4.
Woo.
Mark, 29.4 pounds. Mm. Keep in mind, guys, this is body mass
percentage.
Loss. Yeah, percentage. Tim A, 28.2. Dave Storm, 17.2. Dooley. He's sixth place. He's 14.4. And Hard Factor, Will, you were in seventh place with 19.4 down.
I'm nice. Wearing the number seven, baby. Durant.
There you go.
Watch out. I'm coming. Coming for that top six.
Let's pop into some voicemails real quick. First and foremost, we have, well, it's more of a question for our boy, Amish Brock. And I want to know y'all's take on this. I have my.
Hey, boys. It's Mama C from the Discord. Okay. Had a quick question for you guys and specifically for Amish Brock, if he could help me out. So I just went and got gas at Kroger and I looked over to the left and there's a woman paying at the cashier box and she's wearing a bonnet and a full blown dress that looks like it was stitched by, you know, like my great, great, great grandmother. I assumed she was buying ice because I didn't think she was allowed to have any like worldly possessions or whatever. Turns out she was buying gas. She was with her husband and they got in their little shitty minivan and drove off. Here's where I'm confused. Can Amish people drive cars? I didn't think so. So was she just a Mormon? Do Mormons dress like that? I have no idea. I just know she looks straight off of Little House on the Prairie. If someone could help me out, that'd be great. Anyway, I just didn't know if she was like a Mormon or a dirty fucking lying Amish person. So anyway, you guys have a great fucking weekend. Love you, boys. Bye.
Oh, Mama C. It was one of two things. Okay.
Damn. I like it, Mama C.
Also, a Mormon, Pat, I don't know if this one made the cut, but a Mormon sent in a video of a skateboarding Mormon, and that.
Yeah.
That
he jumped.
Mama, see, you need to check that out.
It was one of two things. Someone protesting the Roe v. Wade overturning with a Handmaid's Tale situation, or it was a Mennonite.
She's kidnapped.
Yeah. She also could have been like Elizabeth Smart kidnapped. Yeah.
Or she was kidnapped. Yes, she was kidnapped, and then, like, you know, she had to, like...
Stockholm Syndrome.
What's it called? The syndrome, like, type thing. All right. Stockholm Syndrome type thing, because she... Yeah,
exactly. You're lucky. You earned that privilege.
You get to get gas now. All right,
next up, guys, our boy Colin from California has been having a hard time. He had a recent breakup, and now he's back on the market, and I guess he's trying to figure out how best to dip his toe.
Let's go, Colin.
Well, hello, motherfuckers. It's Colin from California. So, boys, I fucking download Tinder, download Bumble. I don't know if I fucking hit a rock or what the hell happened, but it is fucking dry out there. Like, it is a fucking savanna right now. I don't know what the hell's going on. So,
oh, no.
I don't know. What's some pointers for me, boys? I need some fucking pointers. I'm trying to get, you know, trying to tame some fucking strange. And your boy needs it. So
I looked at Colin's profile and he has what he said there. I'm trying to tame some fucking strange as the description and on his Bumble and I just that was don't.
No, he does not.
I just don't think it works. I don't think it works. No, Colin, I'm kidding. I don't know if that's true or not. If you want to tame some strange, my friend, I've never been on a dating app in my life, but I hear Tinder is the place to go. Plenty of Fish. If you want to meet a nice Christian girl, you can go there.
What about Plenty of Fish?
No, it's a bang after married site.
Oh, I thought that was a bang site only.
No.
That's a serious site?
Christian.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a whole range of them.
There's got to be a few sites that are just bang sites.
Mm-hmm. Met on OkCupid, which was definitely probably more
the majority of them bang sites. Colin, what you want to do is you want to go down to a local bar and start making your presence known. Become a regular there. And about if you hang out to the bar closes every night, you're going to end up finding love. It's never failed me.
Well,
That's true.
Late at night, true. Also, but then you have to have stamina, so you can't get too drunk too early on that one. And then you can put a dog in your picture. I feel like that ups your like it always. Look, as soon as you get that dog in the picture, a couple more bites.
Here's advice I give Colin. Our boy Colin, he falls in love fast. He falls in love hard. I was telling him to cool it. Don't rush into it. Don't rush into any of this. Take some time. Work on you. Enjoy the new job. Congratulations.
He's just so horny. That's all.
Yeah, well, jerk off, man. Like, I don't think you should rush into it because you're going to fall in love with the next girl. And
I wholeheartedly agree.
You're not ready for another heartbreak. Right, so just, I'd say work on you.
It was pretty good. Pretty good advice. Let's move on to what's going on in the internet, guys. First, I want to read a review.
That's a great advice.
5-star review on Apple Podcasts. The true measurement of a great podcast. This is from LizardKing2179. Not a big Jim Morrison fan, but whatever. It's okay. Never in my life have I uttered the inner thoughts of jumping off a bridge and ending my own existence. That was until Wes's trifecta of horrible news about the honeymoon of horror, bugs in our tea, and monkey murder kidnapping of a baby. Keep up the great work, gents. H-A-G-F-D. And Ike, something I can't agree with. Go Tigers.
Oh, that was so dark.
There you go. All right. What else happened? It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
That was an awesome review.
Go Tigers.
That was a tough triple to get.
Yeah,
through.
But Wes, man, like the dark room with Wes, that's it's dark got West. Legs. It always has. It always has.
It does numbers. It's entertaining, but it's heavy.
You got to be tough. Ready for it. Yeah. I'm never ready for it. He gets me to laugh too often on those, and I just come off looking like a
psychopath.
We're
going to
get into that. I'm laughing
at all this. They're going to put
it on Facebook, and they're like, why are there three or four fat idiots laughing?
So the Avalanche, they won the Stanley Cup, right? And our intern, Jackson, who's a big Avs fan, he went out and partied. Yeah, man. But here's the thing about Jackson.
There he is in the middle.
Here's the thing about Jackson. The kid don't know how to party.
Like 10 of his friends. So he is clearly the most plastered right in the middle.
Full daylight. Full daylight. So.
Oh, he's
good
down.
On you, Jackson.
Oh, he's sleeping. All
right, guys.
Oh, he's unconscious. He's slept in daylight. Lawn. It's broad daylight.
I mean, he took a little lawn nap, all right?
Yeah.
He did it right. That's how Ovechkin would be proud.
Jackson, you're going to have to put on a little tolerance if you want to come to Hive Trip 2, because we're just going to leave you in the sand.
That's true, Jackson. You wouldn't.
We need insurance policy.
We'd have to put him on like a dolly.
All right, guys, I want to get into some Facebook comments. I think we've explained this before. So our Facebook is popping off, right? But it's mostly bringing in randos, which is fine. Yeah. And I just love some of the comments that are on there. So, and some of these comments came in this week on old videos, but I just thought they were hilarious. So first, on our video about Jason Derulo attacking someone in Vegas because that person called him Usher, Sabello Makena, who is from some country in Africa, I'm not sure, he says, you guys are dumb as shit. Yep. If this is what it's been going on in your careers, then y'all keep it Danko. I don't know. Who knows? Shout out. It was like a shout out, like praise hands.
What's Danko, man?
Danko. And he did There's a clap
Stalepo
hands.
What was Danko he has clap 39 hands. Friends.
I feel like Danko's, we're not going to get what that means.
Okay. Where is he at? He's in Lesotho.
Okay.
Well, Danko in South Africa means Danky, which symbolizes acceptance and appreciation. Okay. It's like keep it.
Whatever.
Like,
we'll
keep
move
it, like,
on. Dalton Wallace, guys.
Basically.
Oh, so he insulted us, and then he said, "I'm pushing P.
Push some P next time, guys." Yeah, like keep it.
Wait.
Bring it back up.
He says that we were being too negative.
Yeah, he wants us to be Danko, I think.
There you go. Denko.
That's why it's got push the crazy hands too. Like,
all right, moving on, guys. Don't
be cool. In Afrikaans in South Africa, Denko means like push and pee.
Hmm. No, yeah, he's not.
No, he's not. He's not even following his own fucking.
He's a standard. Hater. He's a yeah. hater that ends all of his hate with Denko. That doesn't. Yeah. You know what, hater. Thalapagos or whatever your name is. Right. You can't just hate on shit and then say Danko, and it also can be like thank you.
Posted back in November of last year. Yeah. This week, Dalton Wallace felt that he needed to say this.
Tilapia, is that what you
when
said?
When they about? Upset about their own bodies, do they go after him? You sad slobs. Yeah. And here's Dalton's Facebook, guys.
We get so many thoughts.
I mean, like, yeah, like what
I thought we
like,
maybe exposed Dalton.
That's exactly why we're being fun of Liver King. You got us.
Oh, it's on the internet.
The Liver King.
He's a 420 friendly individual.
Dalton's young.
Okay, Pat, are you allowed to show these?
Yeah, Dalton's like 15. Dalton's like 15.
It's on the internet. Well, he should be more chill then, bro.
Where's he from?
Also, if he's 420 friendly, yeah, why are you like all up in the Liver King's ass? Mm-hmm. He eats like
he
testicles
also,
all day.
Is a piece of shit.
You get high and eat testicles all day, Dalton? Probably not. You probably think it's gross when you're high.
This kid goes and trolls all day.
No, we won't. Guys, it's on the internet. Finally, guys, he's like on our video about a Florida man that stalked two underage girls and then tells the cops he doesn't care about the girls.
You'll learn later.
Says
we don't get sued for that.
So this is the second video I've been recommended, and you guys laugh at child abuse and pedophiles. Like, genuinely, this is disturbing, and I'm blocking and reporting this page. Says Ty Cure. Here's our boy Ty Cure.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
So Ty Cure has a split tongue. He has a lizard tongue. I can't.
Wait, Ty Cure is just like,
oh no.
Manhandle a
Michelob. Oh, God. Ty Cure is. Come on, man. Ty Cure.
Oh, Ty
Cure. He's got a lot of belts.
Wait, go back to the wrestling. Go back to the wrestling.
I can't. Oh no.
He's like a WWE fan.
And
he buys the belt and he wears the belt to the WWE events. Oh, look how many belts he has. Oh my God.
Ew,
oh, he's got a split tongue.
Oh, he's a father. You should be wasting your time. Look, you got to take after your daughter, Ty Cure. You can't be wasting time on our page. You got to find something better to do.
This guy's pathetic.
Why are you reporting our page?
And I'm sure people.
Why are all these stoners
freaking?
Why are you guys all mad at us?
Yeah,
what is going on? What's up with these not chill stoners?
That's the story. I remember that one. We got so much shit for that story on the video on Facebook because from the randos. That was the guy who followed the two girls that got a Slurpee at like 7-Eleven, and then they dropped it and ran, and they went back to the 7-Eleven, like, who were shaking, and called the cops, and they found that guy, and he's like, no, it was a misunderstanding. I was jerking off before they got there.
That was a funny story, man.
It was funny because his excuse was so bad. He like circled around and followed them, and then the police got there, and he was like, I was already pulled over jerking off, and they walked into my path.
Plus, the girls saw him for like 2 seconds and turned around and ran back into the store. So yes, it was the book sexual assault, but the guy was in his car whacking it. Like, if you can't laugh,
it's because
of
what he said to the cops. That was hilarious. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We thought it was funny, and you can eat a big fat dick, Ty Cure. And guys,
the guy who's jacking off in his car, Ty, go find him.
Exactly.
I don't have the wheel. I don't know how to wheel. Do we know how to do that? Okay.
You got a wheel request. Or is that it?
I don't want to do the wheel. I'd rather just, no, that's it. That's the show.
No. We can't disrespect the wheel like that, Pat. In fact, the fact that you tried that, the wheel is going to get you back, man.
I said it. I talked about the wheel.
That's tough. I don't know. I mean, I can't.
So time out. Now, who's on the show?
I don't know.
Because we don't know if Pat or Wes will be on the show. It might just be a two-man show.
You might just have to be a surprise. We'll spin the wheel.
We'll put something out on the 4th of July.
Why don't we spin the wheel, put Wes's name in there too, and then
we'll make
people feel bad. Whoever screws us over, we'll make them feel bad.
All four are definitely on. Yeah, I like this game. Yeah. Okay. This is really more of a punishment wheel than anything else.
Because
it may just be one to two.
Two guys
people.
Decided to take a vacation at the same time, and we didn't tell our sponsors that we were going to take a vacation. So it's going to be interesting.
Cup of coffee, the big time. for 4th of July, which might just be like a bomb pop, you know, might not be a full cup of coffee.
That makes sense since I'll be on the show. So the wheel knew.
Mark got it.
Yeah.
And then TikTok International Moment, which again might be America International just Moment.
Might be Will and Mark.
4th of July.
Yeah, the wheel knew. So I mean, Pat and Wes are going to go have another vacation. Surprise, surprise.
It's not a vacation. Yeah. I'll probably be there.
This is shocking.
That's amazing. Look, the wheel. Look, the
it's
wheel.
It's not a vacation.
The wheel.
You're not going to be on the show. It's a vacation if you go to the beach again.
So wise. I mean, Pat, can you now admit? Look what it just did for you. Look what the wheel just did for you.
It's a smart wheel.
It is a smart
wheel. It's a just wheel.
You got to be coming around on it, right? I mean.
I don't know. We'll see.
Look at that.
What I do know is that it's been an awesome week, and I hope you guys have a great fucking weekend.
Hell yeah.
And 4th of July.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right? No.